Just like that, it's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the 2017 SHOT Show in the Sands Convention Center, once again in the Smith & Wesson booth, and this time it is my distinct pleasure to welcome Jason Hornady. Jason, welcome to the conversation, man.
Thank you very much. We're looking for a really good year this year.
It's a busy time, and I know there are a lot of new things under the Hornady brand.
120 new products.
I mean, I don't even know where to start, but I know where to start because I'm excited about the release of 6mm Creedmoor.
Isn't that cool?
Gosh, that's hot stuff.
The guys in the PRS series are going to eat that thing alive. It's going to let you run some of those big, long 6mm bullets way out there.
Long, skinny, 108 grains of just laser, long-range, sexy love.
It's
a beautiful thing.
It is.
It really is. And they're going to be with the ELD technology in the tip.
Yep. Right now, it is the ELD match bullet.
You bet.
We've got a hunting bullet coming that'll be ready to go sometime around June, so look for that.
Yep.
But already this thing, we sold cartridge cases for the guys who were just reloading last year.
Yeah.
They ate it up, and the screams for loaded ammo were there, and obviously, as you know, we work with some partners who are making some guns, and
yep,
and we look for some good things out of that.
You bet, man. I am so excited for that. And, of course, the 6.5 is still there. I've got some great data out of both of my guns on the 6.5 ELD match ammo. This is just that little bit faster, little bit flatter, bucks the wind just a little bit more.
Just a little bit more for that guy who wants it. Probably not going to be as good for hunting as the 6.5 was, but
right,
you know what, for that long-range guy.
Right.
Or let me rephrase. It's going to be good for hunting, just not quite as much capacity there as
right,
on some of the bigger stuff. But the 6.5, the funny part about that is everybody thinks that's new.
Yeah.
It's 10 years old.
It's been around for a while.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. The new line of black.
The new line of black is something that is really kind of fun.
Yeah.
And we started looking at everything we've been doing in our line on all the stuff that goes through AR-15s. And really, we kind of had it just hodgepodged around there. And the other thing is, the shooting guy isn't necessarily a hunter, and he doesn't want a prairie dog on his box.
Right.
So we decided, let's come up with something that screams AR-15.
Right.
Let's reprice it, get a little bit more aggressive, give him some different bullet options that aren't in just the standard cheap stuff you buy, but it's for the high volume, high-quality shooter.
Right. And it's an interesting thing because there's some unique selections in there. There's a couple of different loads in 300 Blackout. There's a 6.8 SPC.
Yes,
there's
sir,
a 6.5 Grendel.
There's a 6.5 Grendel. There's also two through 308 loads.
Right.
Two of the Blackouts, like you mentioned, and then a new one for us. We've got a tailor-made SBR load for the short-barreled carbines.
Yes.
Running a 75-grain bullet, and it is designed to go subsonic out of a 10-inch or shorter barrel.
That's awesome.
It
That's
is really a cool
stuff
load.
There's new stuff in the line of security, the mountable vaults.
You know, the security thing is really, really fun, and it's been important to us. And so we have added an AR-15 wall lock. We've added a 12-gauge shotgun wall lock. Both of them basically keep the chamber. They rest on the chamber so you can be cruiser ready.
Right.
And ready to go, and you use RFID technology. And I tell you what, I've got it on my phone. There's
right,
a sticker on the back of my phone. I won that thing, and I have it now.
It's great.
It is really cool.
I mean, it's always at the ready, and it's safely stored. I mean,
safely.
It's the right way to do it.
It is the right way.
Really fun stuff. What else? What else in the line?
You know, we've got a couple new things in our reloading tools.
Yep.
But the ones that really are fun for me, we've got the 218B.
Yeah.
The 25-35, the 264 Win Mag, all those cartridges that have been really hard for enthusiasts to find.
Yeah.
We're bringing some of them back to life and want people to have a chance to pull some of those older guns out and shoot them again.
Yeah, that's neat. I mean, it's appealing broad to everybody, the guy on the cutting edge with the newest stuff as well as the guy who's got a collection of historic stuff. It's
almost great. All of us have some guns that were given to us by our grandfather or
right,
father. And, you know, hey, AR-15s are probably the coolest thing on the planet.
Right.
But you know what? My old lever guns are pretty neat, too.
It's awesome.
Yep.
It's fantastic. Any hunts? What do we got planned for the year? Anything big we want to talk about there?
You know, I've been working on an elk trip. I've been working on a mule deer trip. And I'm actually going to do something crazy and go to Turkey here in about 3 weeks.
It's wild. I've been to Istanbul. It's something else.
That's what I
good
hear.
Good seafood, man.
That's what I hear. Everybody's freaking out. They're like, aren't you scared? No, I'm not really.
I mean, it's, yeah. Either, yeah. I mean, just travel.
Just travel.
Live life.
May as well go hunt.
Right?
Right.
Awesome. All right, well, man. Good news. How's dad? Dad's good?
Oh, dad's great. You know our old joke you and I have. I mean, we both get to pick on our old man.
Working for dad all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, or with dad, I should say.
Do you know how my dad's grumpy?
Yeah.
He's breathing.
Right. Oh, I'm with you. I'm the buffer. I'm guiding him at all times.
That's exactly right.
You bet.
I hope my father never hears this.
Well, it is a podcast, so it's pretty modern. So it's like internet radio. I don't know. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. Maybe he'll tune out before we get to this part of the podcast.
The part I'm worried about is somebody walking up going, your kid said this.
Did you hear this? That's great stuff. We're going to be doing the Pandemic in the Heartland again.
We're doing it again. Can't wait to have you guys come.
You bet. What it's always that super exciting and super successful match where new shooters can come with whatever they've got.
It is a run what you brung match, and yeah. We want the new guys to show up. If you aren't unfamiliar with it, it is the Pandemic in the Heartland at the Heartland Public Shooting Park. Check it out.
Yep.
Come on. We want to see everybody there, and maybe you and I have a side. We ought to have a side bet this year.
I'm in for that.
All right.
Count me in.
I got $5.
You did that last time against James Debney, Smith & Wesson's president.
I know.
Kind of an interesting thing that unfolded there. So, yeah, I'll take a look at that.
All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Hey, stay tuned for more from The SHOT Show.